It's 11 minutes past 8. Good morning, Five Live Breakfast. Charging people for every mile they drive is the only way to pay for new roads and solve the congestion problem across Britain. That is the suggestion today from the research group The Policy Exchange. Dr. Oliver Hartwich is one of the report's authors, and Jeff Dossiter is from Freight Transport Association. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Oliver Hartwich, first of all, am I right in saying that you prefer the idea of lots of new roads to be built and then charging people more, charging them to drive on those new roads?
Well, I don't know whether it's lots of new roads, but we are quite clear that we have to do something about our transport infrastructure, because we think it is simply not fit for purpose. We need to upgrade it. We need to provide better roads. But we also have to think about other ways to manage traffic. For example, we could think about active traffic management. We could think about increasing public transport as well. So there are many ways you can improve our transport experience.
Well, let's just talk about the costing, because those are separate from that in a sense, even though they would probably inform how much people did pay. How would you charge? What would you charge people for?
Well, first of all, I think we have to think about charging now, because at the moment it's free. And whenever something is free, you basically solve scarcity by congestion or by queuing. And that's what we do at the moment. And I think we have to give a price to using our roads, put a price to that, and use the money that we raise from that for paying for extra infrastructure. Now, the thing is, actually, if you start paying now and you say that you probably get a better road in 20, 30 years' time, people would be rightly skeptical about it, because they have been promised so much by politicians in the past. So we think we have to turn things around. We have to provide the better infrastructure first, and when it's delivered and then people can really see and feel it makes a difference to their lives, then we start charging them for it.
Jeff Dossiter, this will make a difference to your life.
Well, the report is absolutely correct in that we must improve the quality of our infrastructure. It's absolutely daft that here we have the fifth largest economy in the world and we are operating on a clapped out roads infrastructure. The difficulties of delivering goods on such a network is absolutely ridiculous. And if you speak to anybody in industry, they will tell you that the two prime problems they have is one, the price of fuel, and the other is roads congestion.
So
we've absolutely got to do something about
it. Okay, you agree on that, but how far do we go on the pay-as-you-drive system?
Well, I think part of the problem here is that the report quite rightly points out that we are all paying as road users massively in excess of what the government is spending on the road system at the moment, and there is a great distrust of government in terms of spending any more. Here at the Freight Transport Association, we're not necessarily against road pricing, but we say that it mustn't be an additional cost to what we're paying at the moment. We're paying far too much already. So demand management, yes, but not extra. We're paying enough.
Well, I think he's absolutely right in what he says. We are paying much more than is spent on the roads. We have about 32 billion paid in taxes from road users, from transport users, but only 8 billion spent every year on the roads, and most of that goes actually into repairing the roads.
Well, why should we trust any suggestion, whether it's from a government or whether it's from you, that we should be giving more of our money to solve something which a lot of our money still hasn't solved so far?
Well, the thing is, actually, we advocate that we only start paying once the solutions are in place and once the infrastructure is delivered. We're not saying we should pay for something that we only hope will bring results in 20, 30 years' time. We really want to turn things around here, and we understand that people are rightly sceptical about what politicians promise.
And if the infrastructure that is improved doesn't just mean new roads, what else does it mean?
It could mean a number of things. We could think about things like high occupancy lanes. We could think about better public transport, better buses, better rail. So there are lots of things you can do to improve the transport experience.
I think all of that is right, but we must come back to the fact that we do need more roads.
And
our trade routes in the UK are congested for large parts of every day of the week, and that's stupid. The waste of time, the waste of money. It's just a primitive transport system in the fifth largest economy in the world.
It's absolutely
true. We have to do something about it.
And there's one statistic that really says it all. On every kilometre of our roads network, we travel about 1.6 million passengers kilometers a year. The European average is just 800,000 kilometers, so half the figure. So we really have to bring our economy, our transport system, in line with the rest of Europe. We are lagging behind.
Jeff Dossiter, the Transport Secretary, Ruth Kelly, has said this pay-as-you-drive system, however it emerges, is inevitable. what would you, if, you know, we're hearing here from Dr. Yeah. Hartwich that we shouldn't pay any more until the improvements have been made. Do you think that is likely, or do you think that we will start to pay more and more?
Well, as I've said, I think a demand management system, you know, shelling out or paying. I mean, we pay for a ticket on the railway. There's no reason we shouldn't pay for a ticket on the roads. I think that the structure of that is basically okay. But this report has quite rightly identified the massive distrust which the motoring public, the travelling public, have of the government. You know, this time last year we were talking about a petition at Downing Street about road pricing, and 1.8 million people signed it. I think it's amazing that only 1.8 million people signed it. It's a wonder that 10 or 15 or 20 million
people
didn't
sign it. Well, some texts here, which I think are pretty representative of a load coming in. We are paying to use the roads. It's called road tax. Another one. What an idiot. We pay for it now in high fuel. Where does that go to? Lots are saying the same thing. Car tax, fuel tax, VAT. How much more do we have to pay, says Ed in Derby?
True, we are paying quite a lot at the moment, and we think in the long term it would be possible to reduce these other taxes if road pricing is in place. By the way, talking about fuel taxes, a lot of the justification for fuel taxes is carbon emissions. Well, fine, even if you take the government's own figures for carbon emissions, what they're worth, a Stern report last year, you know that we are only paying about 10p per litre to internalise the costs of carbon. The rest basically goes to the Treasury. We think we basically have to take all the money and put it back to where it belongs, into transport.
Do you believe that if there was more road pricing, our little tax disc would cost a lot less?
Well, it depends. It's a long-term thing. In the first time, I think we have to really have a revenue additionality. That means we have to spend more on the road network. It's not enough just to spend the $8 billion we spend currently and just use the money to repair the roads. We have to spend more and provide a better transport network.
Thank you to both of you, Dr. Oliver Hartwich, who was one of the report's authors, and Jeff Dossiter from the Freight Transport Association. It's 8:18.